you, no one but you. My heart's in your name for you to claim someday. I've been behaving myself for you, just you, no one but you. You'd never forgive a kiss I might give away. I'll keep myself to myself, and in the long run I'll win. I'll keep myself to myself, 'cause I know that you've been saving, saving your love for me, just me, come what may. Until we're together, I'm saving my love for you.
There's nobody like you.
No, no.
Nobody at all.
Nobody at all.
We're happy we found you.
Oh, happy, happy.
Here's hoping that we make you fall.
I'm
saving myself for you, just you, nobody but you. But you.
But you, my
heart's in your name for you to claim someday, someday, someday.
I've been behaving myself
for you, for you, for you, for you. Never forgive a kiss I might give away.
I'll keep myself to myself, and in the long run I'll win.
And in the long run you'll win.
I'll keep myself to myself, 'cause I know.
Saving my love for you, for you. Come what may, till we're together, saving all my love for you. For you.
Attention, everybody. A few minutes ago, Al Jolson let me in on a secret, and I'm going to pass the word on to you. It seems he's been working on an idea for some weeks, and now the makers of Life Boy have taken it over, and they're ready to present it to you as a special offer tonight. Isn't that right, Al?
Well, that's correct, Tiny. Absolutely correct.
That's all I wanted to know. So be listening carefully, folks. Don't miss this big surprise. Now I just want to give you a little friendly tip. With cold weather on the way, the chances are you'll be spending more time indoors in hot, stuffy rooms, perhaps, wearing heavier clothes. Well, just remember that winter or summer, hot weather or cold, your pores give off about a quart of perspiration every day. Now that obviously means that you must take precautions against offending if you want to be immaculate at all times. And as millions know, the easy, simple way to guard your personal freshness is with a daily Life Boy bath. For Life Boy in your daily bath stops B.O., gets you extra clean. Just remember that, folks. Life Boy is your best friend, your assurance of extra cleanliness every day in the year.
And now, folks, I was thinking if we all went over to Linda's.
Mr. Jolson.
Yeah. What is it? What is it?
I'm the stage doorman, and there's a fellow outside who insists on coming in here.
Look, if it's a man from the Pullman Company, tell him those towels got in my grip by mistake. Now, go ahead, like a good boy.
No, but it's nothing like that. This must be somebody else.
Well, who is it? What does he want?
I don't know. I can't understand a word he's saying. It's all Greek to me.
Greek? Send him in. It must be Park Your Carcass. Parky?
Hello, Jocelyn.
Hello, Jocelyn. Hello, Jocelyn. A nice friend you turn out to be. 4 days in New York and I haven't seen you once. You haven't even had the courtesy to call me up. Where have you been? You know something?
Right.
I like you so much you really had me worried to death.
Yeah, well, I had to check into a hotel, didn't I?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Took you 4 days to check in a hotel.
Yeah, but it was worth it. Right on the waterfront.
Yeah?
Beautiful. Here's a picture of it. I smapped it myself.
Right on the waterfront. Parky, this is Grant's tomb.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was kind of quiet in the lobby.
Sparky, look, I know you're not stopping at Grand's tomb, but if you really want a nice place, come over to my hotel. It's really lovely.
Well, that's fine, because the hotel which I am living in, that's terrible.
Yeah.
For instance, yesterday, Justin, looked all over the place, couldn't find a single towel.
Couldn't find a single towel?
Yeah.
Well, haven't you got a tongue?
Yeah, but I'm not a cat.
Sparky, come here. Honestly, you love my hotel. It's very centrally located. Yeah. In fact, it's just a stone's throw from the subway.
Who wants to stay in a hotel and throw stones at the subway? Well,
Sparky, I can see if you're going to stay in New York. I'll have to get you a guardian.
That's my best friend.
Who?
Mayor LaGuardian?
No.
You know, the minute I get in town, he made me an honorary detective.
Really?
You know something? The first day, I put myself in jail 14 times.
You put yourself in jail 14 times?
Yeah.
What's the idea?
I can't believe I'm a detective, so I keep pinching myself.
A fine detective you'd make. You couldn't even run down a pair of heels.
You and who else?
No. Yeah.
I make a perfect detective.
Yeah?
All I need is your glue and I can find anything.
All you need is a glue.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you better get a glue and find me the money I advanced you to get to New York. Because you said that as soon as you got here, you'd pay me back, you remember?
Justin, I'll pay you back as soon as I get back from Canada.
From Canada?
Yeah.
When are you coming back?
I ain't going.
What? Well, look, Pocky, forget about the money.
Yeah.
Tell me, what have you done since you've been in New York? I'm really interested.
I've seen everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, this morning I went around looking at all the big buildings. You know, the skyscrapers.
The skyscrapers, yeah.
Oh, the Woolworth building, yeah. The Chrysler building, and the Empire Smith building.
The Empire Smith building. That's fine. You've seen them all, I guess.
Yeah, but the nicest one is the Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, beautiful building.
Dustin, I bet you that building cost over $1,000. Oh!
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But they built it when things were high. Yeah, well. Frankly, for your information, Parky, the music hall cost over $22 million.
For one building?
Yes, for one building. You can't build a music hall with cheese.
How about the Kraft Music Hall?
Parky, let's forget all that. Tomorrow, you and I are going souvenir hunting. You know, little things we can send back to our friends and relatives in California.
Well, I'll go with you if you want to go to an antique place.
An antique place?
I love antiques.
Parky, what in the world do you know about antiques?
What I know about antiques?
Yes.
Listen, this morning I went over to 6th Avenue to an auction sale.
Yeah?
You know what I was lucky to get?
What?
I bought the original gun what shot Jesse James.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Why, you lucky dog, getting the original gun that shot the renowned Jesse James. I've been collecting antiques for 25 years. I'd give anything to own that gun.
Well, you better run right over it, because they only got 6 left.
Parky, come here. Honestly, I feel sorry for you. The minute I get in town, you let these big town city slickers take advantage of you. That's what you do.
I guess you're right, Justin. You know, when it comes to being in New York, I guess I'm just a small town yodel.
Small town what?
Yodel.
Yodel?
Yeah.
Holy ee-hoo. You mean yokel, don't you? Look, Parky.
What?
Do me a favor. Read what it says in the paper, will you? It
says yodel on my paper, right there.
Well, look, Parky, that's just a stenographer's error. Now read that line again. Go ahead, read that line again.
All right. When it comes to being in New York, I'm just a stenographer's error.
Get out of here. Get right out of here. Well, Lud, are the boys all set for the Big Ice Festival?
All present and accounted for, Al.
Good. Then let them strap on their skates and cut a few figure eights in the skater's waltz. Take it.
You to tell the folks all about the big surprise. Suppose you go right ahead, Al.
Well, Tiny, you've gone and built it up so I really don't know how to start.
Well, just start at the beginning. That's always a good place.
All right, Tiny. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine sent me a lucky pocket piece. Well, I've been carrying it ever since. The case is just about the size of a silver dollar.
And inside, well, that's the important part. Inside is an honest-to-goodness four-leaf clover.
Remember, Al, how we used to look for them as kids, eh?
Oh, you bet, Tiny. And they're plenty hard to find, too. Well, folks, one day I was saying to the sponsors, you know, the people I work for, wouldn't it be nice if we were offer all the Lifebuoy fans a four-leaf clover like this in a nice little case? And, folks, here's the answer. They thought it was a pretty good idea, and they worked it out. Now, Tiny, you tell them about it, won't you?
All right, Al. Friends, the makers of Lifebuoy have found a man in New York who has a big lot of real four-leaf clovers, and they've arranged to have these made up in gold-color finished cases with unbreakable crystal faces. And as long as the supply lasts, they're going to send them out to you friends of the Lifebuoy program. First come, first served, as long as they last. And that goes for men, women, and children. And folks, wait till you see these real four-leaf clovers. You'll carry them a long, long time if I'm any judge at all. You see, there's a little loop on the case so you ladies can wear yours as a locket on a velvet ribbon. You men can wear yours on your watch chain or carry it as a pocket piece. And you know, I bet there isn't a boy or girl I know who won't get a big kick out of this genuine four-leaf clover pocket piece. Each four-leaf clover is specially treated so that it'll stay bright and fresh as the day it was picked. Now, how about it, folks? Isn't that a great idea? Now then, here's all you have to do to get yours. Just write to Lifebuoy, Box 7, New York City. Send your name and address together with 15 cents and three Lifebuoy box funds. And the makers of Lifebuoy will mail yours right to your home. That's all there is to it. But better hurry, because when the four-leaf clovers are gone, we can't get any more. Remember, send us 15 cents and three Lifebuoy box funds. The address, Lifebuoy, Box 7, New York City. Now, if you live in Canada, listen carefully. There you must address Lifebuoy in care of the station to which you are listening and enclose with your box funds 20 cents, just two dimes to cover costs, duty, postage, and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, when an artist repeats a great number on a program, it's customary to say that he's doing so because thousands of people write in and ask him to do so. But tonight, Al Jolson has a different reason for repeating this number.
Well, it's very simple, folks. I'm singing Long Last Love again tonight because I really like the song. I think it has got it. Yes, it's got a lot, and I hope you think so, too. Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it that good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Is it a rainbow or just a mirage? Will it be tender and sweet, or merely facade? What can account for these strange pitter-pats? Could this be a dream, the cream, the cat? Is it to rescue, or is it to wreck? Is it an ache in the heart, or just a pain in the neck? Is it the ivy you touch with a glove? Or is it at long last love? Thank you. And now, folks, before I run downstairs and see what Broadway looks like after all these months, let me thank Olsen and Johnson and Kate Thompson for being with us tonight. And please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we hope you'll be with us next week when, in addition to Park Your Carcass and Lud Gluskin's Orchestra, We will have that charming little songstress, Connie Boswell, and that glamorous screen star, Gail Patrick. And here's one final thing that makes me oh so happy. I've asked an old friend of mine to be my guest in the studio next week, and he'll be here to say a few words. I'm referring to the finest gentleman who ever wore a brown derby, New York's own Al Smith. Good night, everybody, and thank you.
The Columbia Broadcasting System.